and I'm talking with Mr. Paul Dalton here in Scottsville, Kentucky. Today's date is February 22nd. Mr. Dalton, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes, I am.
To keep our records correct, would you please spell your full name?
P-A-U-L-D-A-L-T-O-N.
And there's a middle initial, or is there a first initial?
Well, my first name is Alfred. That's my Army name. I never did know what that was till I got in the Army.
So you don't use it, but your first name is Alfred.
That's right.
Okay. And your wife's name?
May, M-A-E.
And her, what's her, she have a middle name?
Well, no, she has a first name. Her first name is Lily Mae Dalton.
What was her maiden name?
She was a Duncan.
A Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a second interview we're doing because of some problems with our equipment on the first interview, and I very much appreciate your doing this for me. To review, you have several prize-winning quilts, and that you took up quilting yourself. I realize you had been around quilting all your life, but when did you start quilting?
It was in the bad winter of 1977, and at night, I was sitting around having not much to do, and my wife suggested that I try to embroider a piece, since that was what she was engaged in doing. So we were approaching our 50th wedding anniversary, and I made a sketch concerning that and transferred it on to a quilt square, and from that developed that first quilt.
So it was a way to keep boredom from getting you in the cold winter weather.
That's right. A good way to pass a cold winter night.
Had you ever considered quilting yourself before that?
No, that was the first indication I ever had that I could even make a quilt.
Well, it certainly turned out well.
Thank you.
That quilt has since won another prize, hasn't it?
Are you referring to the last contest
we
had?
Yes, the last contest.
Well, that was another quilt.
Oh, that wasn't
your
first
one. That was not the first one.
That wasn't your first one.
No, that.
Okay. In your opinion, has there been any change in people's attitudes about quilting over the years?
Well, not having been directly connected with quilting, I can't say too much, but there is a change, I think, even since I have made that quilt. I think that they're considering other types of quilts other than the old traditional styles. In other words, there are some innovations, different styles and different materials and things like that. Of course, they can never replace the old traditional quilts, but it's interesting to see other mediums coming into use.
Well, there seems to be a place for progress in all media.
Yes.
What do you see as the value in quilting?
Well, for myself, it's a good way to pass time, and it's something to enjoy. I've always enjoyed doing all sorts of craft work, and it's another way of finding out what I can do. One never knows what they can do until they try it, you see. So I was lucky on the first try.
Do you have favorite colors that you use in a quilt, or what are your favorite colors?
Rainbow colors.
Rainbow. That's
all of them.
All of them. When you quilt your quilts, do you use, what kind of a frame do you use?
I use a swinging frame. One that was like the one my father made a long time ago for my mother to use. It would swing from the beams in the ceiling and easily taken down, and it's easier to work with. I think it is, anyway.
Well, describe a swinging frame to me. How is this? How does this hold a quilt?
Of course, there are the four pieces that make up the four sides, and they are fixed where you can roll them all towards the center and decrease the size of the quilt, and of course you can reach the interior of the middle of it a lot easier. It's very efficient in working.
Do you start at the edges and work in?
I do, yes.
But you can only roll two sides at a time, right?
Well, no. The mine will roll all the four pieces can be moved in toward the center. I have holes up and down all four sides, and it can be rolled toward the center in every direction. I don't know.
I'm not familiar enough with what a hanging frame looks like.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm pursuing this is someone who had not seen one would want a more complete description, and you know, you've helped with that. Do you ever use a hoop or a lap frame?
I never have. No. No, I made my own frame to begin with, so I didn't use any until after I had made my own frame.
That takes a lot of room, doesn't it?
No. It doesn't take any floor room at all. See, it's suspended in space, and it just takes a very few minutes to install it, just to hook it into the hooks on the ceiling, and you can remove it in just a very few minutes.
It's easy to take up and down.
Yes.
You don't lose the tension in your quilt.
Well,
you stretch the quilt on it.
Well, see, I make holes all up and down each side of the frame, no more than 6 inches apart, and it can be rolled in and keep your tension at the same time.
Okay. So that's very easy, very convenient.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
How have you observed that the materials used in quilting have changed? As you recall, the materials that your mother might have used or that your wife used over the years as she quilted.
Well, my mother just used scrap pieces, you might say. Today, most people, since they no longer make their own clothes and all, don't have any scraps, so they just go to the store and buy a whole piece, different pieces of cloth and put them together. So for one thing probably is the newer quilts are made out of newer material, because if you use cloth that's been used before, of course, that much use been put on them already.
You're saying they made quilts out of their old clothes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, they would save up scraps when they were making their own clothes, too, but if they needed something else, well, they'd include it, you see.
I see. You applique when you quilt, don't you? You use applique when you quilt?
No, I do not.
It's all...
No, I just embroider on the... piece of cloth that I use for the squares.
I see. You embroider on your quilts then. What stitches do you use? Tell me about your embroidery.
I don't know one stitch from another. I still don't. All I do is take a needle and thread and select my colors and paint a picture with it.
And you cover the whole piece of fabric or the whole picture that you've drawn.
Yes, yes.
What makes a good quilt stitch, in your opinion, when you look at a quilt? What makes a good stitch?
Well, now there you are bringing up the question of different kind of stitches.
Well, I'm not talking about embroidery stitches now. I'm talking about quilting stitches, when you're putting the quilt together and quilting it.
Well, I would use the same method as I would if I were painting a picture. I would just try to blend in the colors with each other. If you want contrast, well, you get contrasting colors. If you want blending colors, well, you can blend those in.
But what about quilting it? You've got your top finished. You put your batting and your back on and you're quilting. Mm-hmm. What then is a good stitch? What does a good quilt stitch look like in the quilting process?
Well, I try to make eight stitches to the inch to make them all standard. I think a standard size of stitch is very important.
Any other thing about the quilt stitch?
Not that I can
Not
think
really.
Of.
Not really. Mm-hmm. Do you sign your quilts?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And date them?
Yes, I think that's important. Yeah.
And how do you sign them? With your full name or
well,
where do you sign them?
In a way, the one I described was the start to commemorate our 50th wedding anniversary. That had the date on it, so that dated it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them, I made a profile of myself and put it in the upper right-hand corner as a sort of a signature or identification. But then I always sign them on the back, put my name and address on them.
Do you embroider that in, or do you just stencil it?
I haven't been doing it because it would be on the back of the quilt, the lining of it.
And you do make up your own designs, don't you?
Yes, I have with all the quilts that I've made.
And they're all embroidered rather than pieced.
Yes,
but
that's right.
You do put filler blocks between your embroidery at times,
yes.
Don't you? But they're plain colors? Or do you piece
yes,
the blocks in between?
No, plain colors, yeah.
As you think about not only your quilts, but quilts in general, is there a favorite quilt pattern that you have?
Well, all the old traditional styles and patterns and all, I like all of them, yes, but I've never had any practice in putting them together, so I just do my own thing.
Okay. And so, actually, as far as traditional patterns are concerned, even to enjoy, you don't have a favorite traditional pattern.
Well, my wife made a beautiful double ring, double wedding ring, I guess you'd call it.
Yes, that's a...
That I've appreciated. I like the new cathedral style quilts.
That you quilt as you go.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Dalton, it's been very generous of you to have me back for a second interview and to expand on our information about you. And I very much appreciate this opportunity. We mentioned on the previous tape that your wife was ill, and I think that it is appropriate to say that at this point she is in an extended care facility. And so much of your time now is taken with spending it with her there. You're not working on a quilt now?
No, I don't have time to do that.
I spend much of my waiting time and visiting time putting my quilts together. I just wondered whether or not you might be spending some your time sitting and enjoying in that way too.
Right now I'm trying to catch up on the things that I have neglected while she has been here in my care.
Yes, that was total care.
Yes.
And you're certainly to be commended. You've had another wedding anniversary, haven't you?
Yes, and we spent it in the hospital.
Well, I wish you...
She entered the hospital on Christmas Eve, and of course the next day...
was your anniversary. That was how many years?
57.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish you all the best. And I again, I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to share this, you're sharing with me on the tape and subsequently with the others that will eventually listen to this.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed talking to you and appreciate your being here.